Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Monday, the fifth day of the month of Shvat. I hope that each of you had a wonderful weekend. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU email. To sponsor future programs, and we truly appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline, as always, to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Adir Posey of Beth Jacob Congregation in Beverly Hills, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Posey slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Peret Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah Cholin and Achina. As we had Rabbi Posey on the program back in August and had a conversation with him then, we'll proceed directly after Achina to the conclusion of the call. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Posey.
Good morning or afternoon to everyone. I also want to echo my thanks on behalf of my other employer, the OU, to Naftali for the tremendous amount of zechus that he gets for the amount of work that he's put into this wonderful call and how many people that have been impacted and have been mischazek, have gotten strength from the Torah learned and from the Tehillim recited. And Bezrat Hashem, we should continue to only have chizuk and the strength that we offer to each and every one of us in the merit of this Tehillim and all of the good deeds and mitzvot that each of us does. I wanted to share a brief idea about the parshios in which we find ourselves, the beginning of Sefer Shmos. I wanted to talk specifically focusing on one story at the tail end of Parshas Shmos leading into Parshas Va'era. And it's a perplexing part of the story where Moshe, seemingly depressed, frustrated, and discouraged, proclaims, Lama hare osa lama hazeh lama zeh shlachtani. He is standing at the end of yet another unsuccessful bout with the king of Egypt, and he turns to God when the Jewish people have not yet been saved, and says, why have you harmed this people? Why have you sent me? U'me'az bati al paro daber bishmecha, hey ra la'am hazeh. Since I have come to Paro, says Moshe, and I speak in your name, God, yet the people have only been harmed, and you, God, have not saved your people. And two questions come to mind. The first is that while we can perhaps relate to the human emotion expressed by Moshe, you're still somewhat surprised that Moshe would have such a response to the King of Kings, the Melech Malchei Amlachim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin compares Moshe to Avraham and others who bore disappointment after disappointment, yet never uttered a word of protest. And it seems on the surface that Moshe didn't rise to the challenge. And yet a second question is that this shouldn't have been unexpected to Moshe. God told him just a few chapters before that indeed, at first, the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, would not allow the Jews to leave. And so now when exactly what he expected is happening, why is he lashing out in what seems to be such a insolent manner, at least on the surface? Variety of different approaches taken by the Mefarshim, but I wanted to share with you an idea from the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah. The Medrash takes this all in and offers a startling insight and says that if you look to the next verses in the Torah, in the beginning of Parshas Va'era, which we just read last week, it says that it appears that Moshe was seen as receiving some reproach from God. As God begins his response, Vayomer Elohim, which is the appellation, the name of God associated with justice. But then something happens. God continues and says the word Hashem, what's known as the Midat HaChesed, switches in mid-sentence to approach and to speak to Moshe using the attribute of mercy. And the Medrash says the following very powerful line. Ulefi shenistakel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when God saw, shebishvil tsar Yisrael diber kein, that what was motivating Moshe to speak in this way was not his own honor, or frankly even his own personal frustration, but he was speaking as a conduit for his connection to the pain of the Jewish people. And when God saw that, Chazar v'nehagimo b'mides harachamim, God shifted. When he saw that the manner of Moshe's speech was because of the pain of the Jewish people, he changed his response to deal with Moshe with the attribute of mercy, with midas harachamim. So this is not only a glimpse into the kind of leader Moshe was, but showing that Moshe could put everything on the line. And God says, when I see you talk in this way, and at first it seems inappropriate, but then when I understand that the motivation of Moshe was not a logic or was not a personal frustration, but was just when his people are hurt, he calls out and screams out to God. He expresses himself purely as the servant of the people he leads. And in a deeper way, what we're being taught is that the antidote to adversity is chesed. The antidote to difficulty is kindness. And God sees that even when we react with questions or fear or concern or even direct contact to God that you might not have expected anyone to say, but you react out of your concern for others, it's a whole different ballgame. The antidote to that personal or communal adversity that we feel is expressing ourselves with chesed and kindness to others. And when God sees that within us, the entire picture changes. Indeed, Moshe was not punished. Moshe continued on his trajectory to be the greatest leader the Jewish people ever had. And in a certain regard, it's giving us that model of what leadership means and looks like for us. Leadership doesn't mean you stand in front of armies or be in the limelight in front of thousands of people. That doesn't really happen much nowadays, except on Zoom. But what it does mean is showing people that you care. And each and every one of us can be that kind of leader. Just as Moshe was the ultimate altruist and was the truest leader, we too, when we show that we are touched and taken by the difficulties of another, and that motivates us to call out to Hashem, Hashem sees that in the broadest and most positive way. And just as a brief concluding point, that I believe is what we're doing on this call. Every one of us who is here davening, learning, bringing our voices to Hashem through the recitation of Tehillim and through taking of our time to daven for ourselves and for others is making that same Moshe statement. And God says, Bishvil Tsar Yisrael, we are in time of tsar, in time of difficulty. But we speak this way because we feel connected to one another, and that will indeed enhance our connection to Hashem. I'd like to continue with the recitation of the three prakim of Tehillim. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echsar, binos deshe yarbiteni, almei menuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yeshovev, yancheni b'magle tzedek l'man shemo, gam ki elech begeit salmavis, lo irara, ki ata imadi, shivzecha umishantecha, heima yinachamuni, ta'aroch lefanai shulchan, neged tzorerai, dishanta v'ashem en roshi, kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yudifuni, kol yomei chayai, v'shavti b'veis Adonai, l'orech yamim. Shir l'malos, esa einai el hehorim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa uboecha, me'ata ve'ad olam. Shir ha-ma'alos, mimamakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shim'a v'koli, Tiena oznecha kashuvos the kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmorya adunai mi yamot. Ki imcha haslicha lema'an tivarei. Ki visi adunai kivsa nafshi velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi ladunai mi shomrim laboker. Shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imo fidus, v'hu yifdeh es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. Mi sheberach avoseinu, Avram Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David u'Shlomo, hu v'areich v'rapeh es hacholim, Bavur shekulonu mispalulim bavuram. Bishar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem leachlimam ulraposam ulachazikam ulachayosam. Vishlach lahem mehera refuah shleima min hashamayim lechol eivarehem ulechol gidehem b'soch she'ar chole Yisrael refuat hanefesh ufuat haguf hashtar bagalal bizman kariv v'nomar Amen. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael הנסונים בצרה ובשוויה, העומדים בין ביום ובין ביבשה. המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאי מצרה לרווחה ומאפלה לאורה, משעבוד לגאולה, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ואמרו, אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Posey. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, for good. May the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as you'll hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Baran Weinberg of the Kemp Mill Synagogue in Silver Spring, Maryland. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.